The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as scheduled and as reported from various sources. And as we've started to do in recent weeks, we're going to have a little bit of entertainment news here to start off with. And luckily, this time around, we've got several items noteworthy regarding entertainment here in the Triangle. First off, though, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are going to open up about the tension within the royal family during their upcoming interview with Oprah Winfrey. A source close to the couple tells E! News exclusively that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be speaking their truth during the highly anticipated CBS special on March 7th, now that they have permanently stepped down as working members of the British monarchy. There is a lot of tension between them and the royal family, a source says. The interview is going to shine a light on what they have been through. Meghan and Harry are relieved they are away from it all. According to the insider, their sit-down will be very candid because they've officially been released from their royal duties. So, what can fans expect from their first big joint interview since 2017? The source explains they are going to touch on a lot of how mental health came into play and how it affected them. Another point of interest among fans is the relationship between Harry and Prince William. Rumors continue to spread that the brothers are not on good terms, with a friend of the Sussex revealing last month that Harry was heartbroken over the estrangement from his family. And the couple announced recently that they're expecting another child. HBO and HBO Max have a potential ratings blockbuster coming up in late March, a documentary simply entitled Tina. For music fans across the world, that can only mean megastar Tina Turner. Drawing on a wealth of never-before-seen footage spanning 60 years, audio tapes, personal photos, and new interviews with Turner herself, Tina promises an intimate and fresh look at the notoriously private icon. The broad strokes of Turner's life have been pop culture fodder before, from her 1986 autobiography, I, Tina, and the 1993 film, What's Love Got to Do with It, which drew from the book and starred Angela Bassett in the Oscar-nominated turn as the singer. However, Tina represents the first authorized feature documentary on Turner. She first rocketed to stardom in the 60s and 70s, performing alongside her then-husband, Ike. Offstage, the partnership was violent, though the extent of the abuse wasn't known until after the pair divorced. Tina will prominently feature the period of her solo career resurgence in the 1980s, a new chapter of stardom that crossed over into the film world, too, with a striking appearance in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Fun movie. Tina hits HBO and HBO Max on March 27th. Well, here's the good news I was talking about. Coronavirus trends in North Carolina have improved so much in recent weeks that Governor Roy Cooper said a nightly curfew designed to limit the spread of the virus has ended. Cooper also is easing other pandemic-related restrictions, such as allowing bars to seat customers indoors for the first time in almost a year, and allowing more fans at entertainment and sporting events. According to the governor, the action is a show of confidence and trust, but he said we must remain cautious. Governor Cooper also pushed back a curfew to 11 p.m. for on-site alcohol sales, and his executive order on the new restrictions is now in effect. Under the eased restrictions, Cooper said, bars will be allowed to reopen at 30% of indoor capacity with a cap of 250 people. As of February 24th, North Carolina surpassed 11,000 deaths during the pandemic, but the daily averages for new infections and people hospitalized with COVID-19 have been trending downward for more than a month. As with bars, limits on attendance at entertainment and sporting events are being eased up a bit. Outdoor venues no longer have a 100-person cap and can have up to 30% capacity, while indoor venues, including high schools, can have up to 250 people or 30% of capacity, whichever is less. Indoor arenas that seat more than 5,000 can have up to 15% of capacity. Because of that kind of news, in another piece of good news, North Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Steve Troxler said the state fair is on for 2021. The North Carolina State Fair was canceled last year because of coronavirus concerns. The cancellation was the first since World War II. We are going to have a state fair, Troxler said while delivering the State of Agricultural Address. Everybody take the vaccine when it's available to you, and let's have the biggest state fair ever. The 2021 NC State Fair is scheduled October 14th through the 24th at the fairgrounds, of course. The Durham Bulls are gearing up to take to the field again. The team has its schedule for the upcoming season, which is set to start April 6th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The game will end a 572-day drought of Bulls baseball at the DBAP. Single-game ticket information, including capacity limitations in accordance with federal, state, and local guidelines, will be released at a later date. Dates and opponents are subject to change, and promotions for the 2021 season will also be announced at a future time. From the DPAC, if you let your shot at seeing Hamilton slip by a few years ago, you'll have to wait a bit longer to catch the Broadway phenomenon's return to Durham. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Durham Performing Arts Center has pushed back its production of Hamilton by more than a year. The new Hamilton dates are May 17th through June 5th of 2022, for a total of 24 performances. DPAC announced new dates Tuesday for 11 other touring Broadway productions, including Escape to Margaritaville, Tootsie, Hadestown, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Hamilton is the lyrical sensation depicting the American Revolution and creation of the U.S. Constitution, with founding father Alexander Hamilton at its center. The Pulitzer-winning musical is a modern-day classic, winning countless awards and credited with reinvigorating Broadway. At the beginning of the pandemic, DPAC announced initial dates for Hamilton's return to Durham, planning for a production at the end of last year into early 2021. As COVID-19 continued to disrupt society and entertainment venues' capacity was limited for social distancing, the production has now been pushed back to 22. When Hamilton first played at DPAC in 2018, it set all kinds of attendance records for the Durham Theater on its way to selling out all 32 performances. Tickets to Hamilton are not yet on sale and will first be offered to the theater's members, Friends of DPAC. Now, here are some of the new dates for touring shows at DPAC. Dates are subject to change, however. The band's visit, October 5 through 10 this year. Also this year, Tootsie, October 19th through the 24th. Then Escape to Margaritaville, November 9th through the 14th. Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations, December 7th through the 12th. Then moving into next year, 1776, The Musical, December 28th through January 2nd of 2022. 80s Town, February 22nd through the 27th next year. Oklahoma, March 29th through April 3rd, 2022. Pretty Woman, The Musical, April 19th through the 24th. My Fair Lady, May 3rd through the 8th. Hamilton, May 17th through June 5th of next year. Jesus Christ Superstar, June 14th through the 19th, 2022. And Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, August 2nd through the 7th next year. Demand for the Dino Safari at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds has been so high that organizers announced they would add dates. The event, originally scheduled to close February 28th, now runs through March 7th. Dino Safari, or Dino Safari, whichever one you want to use, is a COVID-safe drive-through adventure featuring more than 40 life-size animatronic dinosaurs. Tickets cost $49.95 per vehicle are on sale in half-hour blocks. While visitors drive through the safari, they can listen to an audio tour, which is offered in both English and Spanish, that plays through your smartphone. The tour guides visitors through a fictional Pangaea National Park as they come across different scenes and dinosaurs. Visitors also will get a survival pack with a passport to Pangaea that includes a scavenger hunt and other surprises. Up next, WRAL has teamed up with arts councils from Chatham, Durham, Orange, and Wake counties for a fundraiser to help benefit the arts community devastated by the coronavirus pandemic. Country music star and Garter native Scotty McCreery has been added to the lineup for the Big Night In for the Arts event next month. The Big Night In for the Arts will be live on WRAL on March 11th at 7. The special is taking place about a year after the first stay-at-home orders were implemented. McCreery joins a lineup that already includes Tony-nominated actress and Raleigh native Ariana DeBose, who originated the role of Bullet in the Broadway hit Hamilton. Chapel Hill-based folk music duo Mandolin Orange, three-time Grammy Award winner Branford Marsalis of Durham, and Chatham County-based actor and playwright Mike Wiley. More national and local artists from each county will be announced later. The special will address the impact of COVID-19 on the arts and highlight the missions of the four organizations that lead and support the Triangle's local arts infrastructure. Money raised from the event will go toward arts programming, initiatives for equity in the arts, and artist arts organizations relief. The arts in the Triangle create more than 31,000 full-time jobs and upwards of $850 million in total annual economic activity, that from Americans for the Arts in 2015. Those up for some entertainment might want to consider Raleigh Little Theater's outdoor production of Snow White. The production will take place at the Community Theater's outdoor amphitheater and be socially distanced. The 75-minute show will run on the weekends of March 13th and March 20th. Here's a description from Raleigh Little Theater. This is not your typical once-upon-a-time classic. No. Wild? Yes. This imaginative retelling of the classic tale of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs features a princess, her evil queen, a huntsman, one magic mirror, and the legendary Seven Dwarfs, all brought to life by just two actors. Expect the unexpected in this hilarious, fun, and fabulous fairy tale. Tickets are $12 for kids 12 and under and $17 for everybody else. Additional information is available on Raleigh Little Theater's website, RaleighLittleTheater.org. All right, that's all the new stuff. Glad to read that kind of thing, that slowly we are coming back to something close to normal. All right, reminder, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. While COVID-19 pretty much shut down the music industry's concert season, efforts to line up music stars for next year's season are moving full speed ahead. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule is currently set to start April 17th. That's a Saturday, with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up with the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour, and that's near the end of June. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, a show from Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell, Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, again, these are all July dates, Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammock, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald, and Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, setting up next year's schedule of concerts. The first concert of 2021 at Red Hat is set for May 6th. That's Maren Morris. And Primus is set to perform June 23rd. As we move in more into the summer, July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth, and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Only two events scheduled at Coke Booth: Tacos and Taps, April 17th, and Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and some special guests. Let's talk about getting a few laughs in. We'll start with the schedule at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street, Cary. The phone number there for detailed information, 919-589-8558. There are no shows currently scheduled in the month of March. Upcoming shows this spring include Gilbert Gottfried, Nick DiPaolo, Andrew Schultz, Christopher Titus, Jeff Allen, Tammy and the Gang, The Christie Show, Jess Hilarious, Roy Wood Jr., and Craig Shoemaker. At Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, The phone number there, 919-828-5233. First up, currently, Thursday through Saturday, February 25th through the 27th, it's Mark Normand. Sunday, February 28th, Caleb Sinan. Friday through Sunday, March 5th through the 7th, it's Tony Roberts. Thursday through Sunday, March 11th through the 14th, Tony Rock. Thursday through Saturday, March 18th through the 20th, it is Brad Williams. Sunday, March 21st, Clint Coley. Thursday through Saturday, March 25th through the 27th, Greg Fitzsimons. And Wednesday through Saturday, March 31st through April 3rd, Corey Holcomb. And with both comedy clubs, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. Some other schedules around the state. Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Saturday, March 20th was scheduled for the Millennium Tour 2021. That has been postponed. And Michael Bublé's March 21st scheduled appearance has been moved back until August 17th. Then, as the year moves along, the schedule includes Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, the Dream Tour, and Alabama's 50th anniversary tour, and Martin Lawrence later on. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concerts coming up. One, the first one, Saturday, April 10th, it's Garth Brooks, the Dive Bar Stadium Tour. April 17th, a Saturday, Billy Joel. Then everything moves to June for the Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison event. Greensboro Coliseum, the current 2021 schedule at the Greensboro Coliseum starts on April 2nd. Then it's Feed the Streets Tour. There's one date in May for King and Country, the 15th of May. And later in the year, Justin Bieber in July and Jim Gaffigan in August. Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour in September. And with also just a day or two before, it is Kane Brown with a September appearance. Experience an exhibit that will transport you 67 million years into the past. You'll have a front row seat for research that scientists and dinosaur enthusiasts will be talking about for decades to come. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences welcomes the Dueling Dinosaurs exhibit, scheduled to open in 2022. It all started some 67 million years ago. A T-Rex and a Triceratops died and were rapidly buried together in a single grave, preserving their bones and tissues, allowing for complete fossilization. Their bodies turned to skeletons and then fossils. It is incredibly rare for even one complete articulated skeleton to preserve, let alone two together. For both these iconic specimens to be preserved intact for 67 million years is the rarest of the rare. Facilities for this rare exhibit are under construction now and will be completed sometime next year at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. By the way, this T-Rex is thought to be the only 100% complete skeleton of its kind known anywhere in the world. The SECU Dino Lab, or State Employees Credit Union Dino Lab, will be a state-of-the-art space designed for the public to not only view, but to experience. Within this research center, visitors will be able to get up close and personal with the fossils and meet some of the scientific team as they uncover long buried secrets. And we're starting, we still need to look at the fact that some public events in Raleigh will be shut down at least through March 31st. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled, and this is an extension of that, all because of the pandemic. Capacity limits and safety concerns have led to, of course, hundreds of cancellations and postponements of numerous shows, concerts, events, a trend that was continuing into early 2021. Since November, it has offered hybrid performances at Theater Raleigh Summer Series with 25 people in attendance and the rest watching live stream. Of course, a reminder that the Carolina Theater of Durham has closed. The Carolina Theater of Durham announced it will be temporarily closing up until midsummer. That, according to an announcement from the entertainment venue, the Performing Arts Center will be closed until June 30th. A spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic concerns. The theater has not operated at full capacity since March 13th. Lovers of opera music, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, and that is metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following day. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions starring all of the opera's greatest singers. Again, free operas from the Metropolitan Opera. The content, or we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.